You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, this is a good choice.
I know. Because you kind of want something spicy right now, right?
Thank you for this.
I want a little green chili burrito action right now. Warm me up.
Local mariachi band. They were called Mariachi
Vasquez.
Quiz?
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good. Big giant guitar. Hey, before we get to, we've got a bunch of Facebook messages that are pouring in. The Facebook edition of No Filter Friday with questions, and one of them, the one from Allison, is my favorite by far so far. But quickly, before we get to those, what is the ooey gooey stuff on your menu for this weekend?
Tonight, well, I guess one of them is just ooey gooey. Tonight, I'm doing wonton soup because that sounds nice and warm. Saturday night, I'm doing these garlic herb wings that our buddy Michael, who follows us on Facebook, actually made the other day, and I asked him for the recipe, so he sent me those. And then Sunday's the ooey gooey, and I know you're gonna roll your eyes. We're doing the broccoli cheese soup.
Okay, never mind.
And Nicole's making it, and we'll see. That sounds good, though.
I just can't wrap my taste buds around any soup that has broccoli in it.
So good, so good.
Before I get to Allison's note, and I'm wondering how many people will relate with that, let me read Olivia's quickly. She goes, Dom and Jeremy, do your wives hate when you talk about them on the show? I don't think I could be married to either of you guys just for that reason alone.
there's been times, there's times, of course, times. I kind of know where, what I can talk about and where I can't cross the line. And Nicole's very good at when we have conversations that she points at me and says, you cannot talk about this on the air. Don't talk about this. Don't talk about that. And I'm like, yes, okay, right. I won't.
yeah, I guess.
Same.
You know, the thing is, Nicole will at least agree to come on the show occasionally.
Yeah.
And I can't talk Gretchen into that. She was on it once for like, what, 60 seconds?
And real that was quick, yeah.
And that was it.
That's all
otherwise,
right.
She was like, I'm not doing that.
She's got to live her own life.
She's like, you do your world. She goes, I'll do mine.
Yeah.
And never the twain shall meet or whatever.
Yeah.
Olivia, I think deep down inside, I don't think they mostly care.
They don't care. No.
Listen to Allison. This is Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N.
Ooh, fancy.
And I so am glad that she wrote in with this. She goes, I can't call, but I do have a question. Why do they build houses? Now, follow this, Jeremy. Why do they build houses with rooms that have more than one switch to control the same light? She goes, I hate having one that is in the up position for on and the other is down. My husband thinks I'm a weirdo about this, but it drives me crazy. Please discuss. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I will discuss this, Allison, because this has come up in my in our dining room. There are two different doors that go into the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
One that's near the front door when you come in, and then there's another one that goes like off into the kitchen. And by both doors, there are light switches that control the light in there. So either one will turn it on or off.
Right. So one's going to be in the up position when the light is off.
And I hate that, too. I'm just like Allison. And
yeah.
I found out that my stepdaughter is the same way. It drives us crazy. Whereas Gretch is like, who cares? Get on with your life. Does it matter? And so we've had to have an agreement which one is the primary.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
The one you see the most, probably.
And the one that we probably use the most is the one that goes into the kitchen. So the rule on that one is that it has to be up for on and down for off. And the other one is just going to, it's just going to have to ruin our lives.
You need to put a picture over it or something, or I don't know what you can do. I don't know.
Here's what I want to do. I want somebody who's bright enough in the world of, house building to create, if you're going to do the dual switches, have them connected so that when you turn one switch up, it turns the other one up automatically.
There you go.
Okay.
Or don't they have little touch panels now where all you have to do is you just like swipe your finger on it up or down?
Yeah,
so there's no.
Just do that.
That's
I guess I
maybe
that.
What you should do.
But at the very least, some sort of thing, though, when one goes up, the other one goes up. And
right.
When one goes down, the other one goes down. So you're not living in this world that is not matching
of
up. This
OCD is my, madness.
This is my OCD, or is it? Yeah, that would be OCD madness, I guess.
Hey, real quick, I got one from Tanya. Tanya and Riley. I know Josh is on phones right now, but the one from Riley kind of has to do with Josh. Tanya says, boys, I want to send you some candy for Valentine's Day. It's awfully nice of her. She says, but I want to do it on Tuesday when everything is on clearance. She says, what do you want? That's very funny, Tanya.
We're only good for discount candy.
I don't know. I'm the conversation hearts guy, I think, for Valentine's Day. I'm not a big chocolate guy. Actually, there is a story coming up. I do want to talk about it in trending. It's like the top Valentine's Day candies in the nation right now. Mm-hmm. And the first one involves fruit. Like, the leading one is a fruit one. So let's talk about that later.
You know, and I'm wondering, am I one of the very few people in the world that likes the, like, if you got a box of chocolates, you know, where it's a different one in each little thing or whatever, like the heart-shaped box of
mm-hmm.
chocolates?
Yes.
Right? I'm one of the very few people that if I take out a bite of the one that's chocolate, and inside it's that creamy stuff and cherry.
Oh, God. Do you like it?
I love those.
You love
it? Most people hate
I hate
those.
Them, man.
Then I'll take all of yours.
Even with my little bite out of the corner to see what was in it, you'll
no,
still eat
I don't
it?
Want that.
Oh, that frosty cherry.
There's a way of
cherry.
Identifying them first.
Ugh. I know we got a couple calls, but let me do this one real quick. Boys, this is from Riley. Boys, is Josh single? I've seen Jeremy post about him on his Instagram, and I like what I see. I'm looking for love on Sunday. Does he have a girlfriend? That's from Riley.
I wouldn't get into a relationship with Josh.
Josh loves shoes more than his girlfriend, I think.
Yeah, he doesn't strike me as the long-term relationship guy. I'm not saying that he never will be, but he's in that stage of his life right now where I don't think he's looking for Ms. Wright for the rest of his life. So I get, well, who is this that wrote in?
Riley.
So if Riley wants to, like, go, you know, just go
just
out and play.
Just be friends and, yeah,
well,
play.
Yeah, or even more, you know, friends with benefits even. That's fine. But just know that
Are
he's not going to
settle. Are you pimping Josh out here?
Well, I'm just saying he's not going to settle down. So it depends on what you want.
Well, Riley might be the one. I don't know.
We're going to take a couple calls here real quick. Krista, I want Krista to hold because I got to take Bill's call first. Josh is telling us that Bill says that he knows how to fix the light switch issue. Bill, what am I doing?
Get a screwdriver. Take the switch plate off. Inside the switch plate, there's a switch with two screws in the gang box. Back the two screws out, flip the switch around, screw it back in, put the plate back
oh,
on.
Oh, Bill! You're just turning the switch upside down.
Exactly,
shut up,
but
Bill!
Up on both of them, down will be off on both of them. It won't matter. When you flip one up, the light will come on. When you flip it down, it'll go off. No matter which direction you're walking.
Right.
No.
No, but it still doesn't work then.
No, it doesn't work because if I have turned it on in on one side,
the other side still shows
off. No matter which way it is, it's going to be backwards.
But they'll either both be up or both be down, no matter which way you go.
No, they won't.
If you walk in one door, if you walk in one door and you flip the switch up,
right.
And you walk
on.
Out the other door, you have to flip the switch up to turn it off.
Oh, so then they'll both be up then.
They'll both be
which
up.
Which will drive me, it'll drive us equally insane because they'll both be up.
They should be down.
And the lights will be off where they should be down. So you'd have to run over and push them both down. It's still going to jack with us, Billy.
There still will be times when the switches are in different positions.
Right, but he's saying the end result will be they're both, no, that's not right at all.
I have to think about this, Bill. I'm going to have to visualize
head is...
both either be up or they'll both either be down.
Have you done this?
Yes, I have a three-way in my kitchen. Does the same thing.
Pardon me, sir?
Wow.
You must have a big kitchen.
I know what flips your switch.
It has two entrances. You can come in from either side.
Sir, we have to put
worse.
You on hold.
Hold on. Don't go away, Bill. We're like children. We're like 14-year-old boys sometimes.
My goodness.
I'm going to think about that switch thing, though.
It's going to hurt my head for a while.
I'm going to look, you should see me over here. I'm actually drawing.
You're doing it.
I'm drawing little diagrams on this paper of these switches.
But essentially, if you leave the room and they both are in the up position, that's going to jack with you because you're still thinking the lights should be on because they're both up. But you still have to walk in and flip one down.
What's more important? That they both are looking the same when you're in or out of the room, or right. that they...
They need to both be the same when you're in the room. This is, he's saying when you leave the room, they'll be in the same position.
Right.
Which, who cares? Right. You don't see them.
Right.
When you're in the room, you want them in the same position.
I have to think about that. Bill, yeah. Thank you, and
thanks,
good luck
Bill.
With your three-way this weekend.
My goodness.
Krista, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Krista. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was called in to tell you how much I love your Rattle Off game.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. We love that game, too. Have you ever played it?
Very popular, yeah.
I actually have one, so I love it because I do speech-language therapy, and it's definitely something that we work on always for kind of pulling out those categories or, you know, different things, and I was horrible at it.
Do you remember what your category was?
Yes, it was bands that start with the letter G, and I just froze.
You want to do another one right now?
Go-Go's, Garbage, Gang of Four, and...
Many more.
I ran out of time.
Give her one. Let's do one with her right now.
Do you want to play Rattle Off right now?
Oh, my gosh. I could try.
Come on. You love it.
I don't do as well. I do love it. All right.
You know, we're
not
supposed to play this until 9 o'clock,
no,
but for you, I'm going to play
it.
Because
you love it.
Okay?
All right. We don't have anything to give you, but... So just be for funsies.
Yeah.
We'll give you the link to the podcast so you can listen to yourself later. How about that?
Okay. That sounds good.
Is there anybody you want to do a shout-out to before you play the game?
Oh my gosh, I guess all the SLPs in Douglas County Schools.
Yeah. There you go. Shout
those
out.
Those people, yeah.
You're doing good work. You're helping those kiddos.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, let me try to come up, because we weren't prepared for
no.
this. Let me come up with
a
category.
Do you have
like
a boyfriend or a husband? I mean, it's Valentine's Day weekend. You want to shout out to them? Or
well,
girlfriend?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I could probably do that. Yeah, my husband, yeah.
Your hubby?
Yeah.
Nah, who cares?
Nah, your coworkers are better. Has he gotten you anything for Valentine's Day yet?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Are you expecting anything?
No. Oh.
How long have you been with this guy?
We're going to be married 20 years this summer.
Yeah, where'd you meet him?
We actually went to high school together, but didn't start dating till college.
Oh, okay. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Was he a jerk in high school? Is that why you didn't call him?
Why do you got to say he's a jerk?
She might say yes. Was he a jerk in high school is what I'm saying. I didn't say, is he a jerk now? Was he a jerk in high school?
No, he was in a year younger. I actually dated his friend when we were younger, but...
Well,
yeah,
look at you.
Really kind of too well. Yeah.
I'll be done.
Dating his friends and then going for the younger
Bill
guy.
A few moments ago would have been interested in this conversation. All right, let's play the game. You ready?
Okay, I'm going to try.
Okay, your letter this time, it's not going to be bands, so don't worry. The letter is D as in Dom, okay?
Okay.
D. And in 10 seconds, I need 5 traditional women's names that start with the letter D. So not boys, but girls. Traditional girls' names that start with the letter D. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Deanna, Diane, oh, gosh, I just had Deborah.
Oh, no. I was pulling for you. Dawn, Danielle.
Dawn, Dana.
Danny.
Diane, Diana. Delilah. Hey there, Delilah.
Oh, man. See, I just can't do it out of the pressure. I
skunked
tell
twice, man.
Dang.
No.
Well, would you try again sometime for us, though?
Definitely. Okay, I listen to you guys every morning, and it's so much fun, and thank you guys for everything you guys do.
Well, thank you. We thank you because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you and the million people just like you who spend their mornings with us. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Can we send her a prize anyway?
I'll send her a Mindbender book. How about that?
Would you like a copy of Mindbender book, Volume 3?
Sure.
Would you?
Sure, that'd be awesome.
Well, hold on. We'll put you on hold.
Yeah, stand by. Don't go away.
Okay. Thank
you. You're welcome. Thank you. Now that's, I mean, there are a lot of people listening around and say, she didn't win.
No, she won. She complimented us and was very friendly, and she won.